There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with a Dish. This is Johnny Katzlamitas. I write the Cats Report for the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, and I also write for all the titles in the Greenspun Media Group, and seated with me is television star Tricia McCrone. Tricia, how's it going over there?
Wow, that's quite an inflated introduction, but I'll take it. I will take it.
That is an inflated introduction, and I'm glad to see you.
Yes, we had kind of a weird weekend. It was a great weekend, though.
It was a great weekend. We got to see you.
Yeah, Friday show. Night, I don't think we saw each other because I think I spray tanned. So I saw my spray tanner. But
we did not see each other last
Saturday.
Friday.
We did like a crazy night. We did first of all, we went to go see Taylor Hicks at
Taylor
Bally's.
Hicks at Bally's at Indigo.
And then we went over to the Faith Hill Tim McGraw
Soul to Soul
show at the Venetian, the big opening
theater.
Party, which is a great party. We saw a lot of our friends, a lot of great people.
Many friends.
And I love this show. Let me tell you right now, I love this show. And thanks to you, I had amazing seats.
we were
third row. I literally could feel Tim McGraw's breath.
Yeah, and I could smell Faith Hill, and fortunately, we live with that fragrance because they gave out as part of our little gift bag, the whole gift bag, actually, were fragrances. It's Soul to Soul Vintage, and one was a Tim McGraw fragrance, and one was a Faith Hill fragrance.
I got the Faith, he got the Tim, and then we put it on and started duetting.
Yeah, and I think they smell, I expect they smell differently.
In real life than they do on
no,
in
the
bottle. I have not opened mine yet. It's sitting mainly because I left it in your car and you just returned it to me today.
It was on the floor of the Catmobile.
But that does not mean that it is not a lovely fragrance. I mean, I will check it out. So that was fun. And then Sunday night was dun dun dun. Sin City Rules.
Sin City Rules, ladies and gentlemen. This is the it's a reality show about five women. Is it five or six, Dishy, by the way? Because on all the promotional
It's five. It's five. But Kimberly Friedemutter comes in.
Does she come in?
She comes in, but is never like in the full titles.
Okay.
But she's kind of looked at like another Casimir. Yeah.
Okay.
But is not in technically the five women. But it was very,
if any
very
show can
funny.
Complicate a simple question, like how many women are in the cast?
Yes.
It's this
Sin
one.
City Rules, yes. So the I have to say the red carpet was a little not maybe run so smoothly.
Chaotic.
I ended up having to help Alicia Jacobs kind of taking
you
over.
You helped everybody, actually.
I did.
AJ and Sparkle
I was helping,
and Louis Anderson.
Yeah, Louis Anderson and the Chippendales and Alicia, because those
and
were obviously
also,
my friends. So I did that. But it was a little chaotic. We chose, after you sing, we chose not to sit and watch the... with the rest of the cast, we decided to go to Melinda Fader's penthouse and watch it just with a group of friends, which I think was a really good idea.
It was
we
a
had
good
a
idea.
Lot of fun. And what is very, very funny is Alicia wrote a blog. I don't know if you read it.
I haven't.
Talking about her disappointment in the behavior of some of the women. And her quote, which of course, self-servingly, I'm going to say is, I wanted the behavior to be like true, wonderful women in the class that I believe Las Vegas has. And this sums it up. Could you ever see Carolyn Goodman, Kathleen Newton, and Elaine Wynn sitting at a table with a lizard doll in a blonde wig? Never. And that does
well
sum it up
stated.
Pretty well. Well,
yeah, the short answer is no, and the long answer is good luck with the show. I know you're going to be on it later.
Yes, and things will turn around, things will get vindicated, but it was a rough first episode to watch. Yes. But on to speaking of people who are on reality television, our guests today we're very, very excited about.
Coco.
Yes, and I know we're going to get into the interview, but there was crazy Twitter stuff happening between her and Ice-T.
Yeah, Ice-T got upset with her being photographed in Las Vegas with a rap star.
Yeah, another rap star that they looked very... But then now it's all... I've since read that everything is fine, everything's wonderful. Coco has opened in the show since we recorded this.
Yes.
But this was her leading up to this, and actually her full real premiere is next week. So.
Yeah.
And also we want to say this is our last episode, new episode, before what would be considered Christmas for those of you who celebrate Christmas. So Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever other type of holiday celebration that we are not mentioning. We will be back the week before New Year's.
Happy Festivus for the rest of us. Stay tuned for Coco. I know we will.
What is it, Bridges? What is it?
My name is Bilbo Bagginses.
Bagginses. Which is Baggins is precious.
I'm a hobbit from the Shire.
Oh, we like goblinses, batses, and fishes, but we hasn't tried hobbitses before.
That's Martin Freeman as Bilbo Baggins and Andy Serkis as Gollum in The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, the first of Peter Jackson's planned three-film adaptation of J.R.R. Tolkien's classic novel, The Hobbit. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. An Unexpected Journey is both impressively competent and sometimes alarmingly excessive. The greatly expanded narrative feels padded and unfocused, but Jackson crafts some wonderful sequences, and the action often looks great. Fans of Jackson's excellent Lord of the Rings trilogy should be pleased, if not wowed. I give The Hobbit An Unexpected Journey 3 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Hitchcock, a biopic starring Anthony Hopkins as legendary filmmaker Alfred Hitchcock, and Helen Mirren as his long-suffering wife and artistic collaborator Alma.
Killing off your leading lady halfway through. I mean, you are intrigued, are you not, my dear?
Actually, I think it's a huge mistake. You shouldn't wait till halfway through. Kill her off after 30 minutes.
Wow.
The movie focuses on the production of just one film from Hitchcock's long career, the horror classic Psycho. Hitchcock is best when it highlights the director's artistic process, but the filmmakers seem more interested in rote relationship drama and emotional angst. A little less domestic squabbling could have made Hitchcock a movie more worthy of its namesake. I give Hitchcock 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is the new star of Peep Show at Planet Hollywood. She's stepping in for Holly Madison in the lead role of Bo Peep. She is also the co-star of the entertainment series Ice Loves Coco, and when you see her, you can figure out why. Welcome to Cats at the Dish and to Las Vegas, Nicole Coco Austin. Thank you for being here.
Yay! We're so excited you're here! I love you! I'm such a huge fan of your show!
Oh, yay! Oh my God, I love it.
And I love your song about shoes!
I do talk about shoes. I feel like I talk about shoes way too much, though.
No, no. As a woman, there's no such thing as talking about shoes too much.
As a man, I'm sure you do.
You know what? But it's like shoes are like a sexual thing for women.
Yes.
It's weird.
Whoa,
yes.
This is new information.
It is weird.
Do tell. Continue.
It is weird because when I see a pair of shoes, I get turned on. Like, I'm like, oh my.
It is
a pair of women's shoes? A pair of women's shoes.
Yes,
okay.
And they have to be like hot.
Louboutin.
Almost,
yes. Form shops, yes. You take Coco in there for a...
Yes.
Oh. Is there some good shoes here
in Vegas?
Oh my
gosh, the Louboutin shop in the Forum Shops, it is so, it's like an art gallery. The way that they have it, they have the word Louboutin and all these crazy letters, like Moulin Rouge type letters. It's amazing.
And they do have men's shoes in Louboutin.
They do, but yeah.
Way in the back.
Way in the back. No, but the men's shoes are sexy too.
Yeah.
Actually.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Being single, I only care about my own shoes.
I do.
How many pair of shoes do you own, Coco? Let's just get into this.
You know what? I don't really, I've never
More than 100?
Oh yeah.
I think 600.
Yeah. 600 pair?
Yeah.
That's 1,200 total shoes.
Wow, that's you did that math quick.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
I'm impressed.
The last time I counted was 600. I that probably have a little bit more than that, but...
That's just the last time she counted. It's probably 850 by now.
I find that literally staggering.
You know what?
600
the thing is,
pair?
My foot stopped growing at 15, and mm-hmm. I have shoes since for like back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still good, and they still are cute, and I don't wear the same shoe over and over.
And they come back around. They do.
They do. And I just now they're a collection of mine. Like I collect them as art.
You could go for almost 2 years and not duplicate a pair of shoes. With that number.
Look at you. You're such a mathematician right now.
I'm good with math as it pertains to this kind of thing.
But I have to say that Coco and I, we both know this, that we met once before on Celebrity Family Feud.
Oh,
we did not play against each other because, I mean.
How did your family do, Coco? I know how your family did.
Well, Joan Rivers was who we were against. And they were really good, actually. But it was Ice who dropped us out of the game.
What was the question?
They asked him, what's slippery when it's wet?
Ah.
And he said, Coco.
No. Can I even say it?
Yes.
What? You know what it was? Guess what it was?
Well, it's not untrue.
I know. I was like, but you know what it was, right? It's an ice cube.
Oh, yes.
And it's in his name.
I know, and I hated him for that. So basically, you lost because
now
of
we
answer.
Have something to talk to Ice about.
No, but you know what else? But you know what took us out? Besides the fact that Raven Simone's family cheated. She brought in her TV family. I watched them cheat. They cheated.
Oh, did it?
Little cheater cheaters. But my mom got up, and the question was, what is something a woman does not like to admit is fake? And my mom buzzed in.
Which also could be Ice's answer.
So my mom buzzed in, and she said, boobs. Which is what I would have said,
yeah,
too.
I would have said, too. Yeah.
Number two answer. Number one was jewelry. So that took us out. But I have to. But it really was because Raven Simone's little cheating family, her little TV cheating family that aren't even a real family, are cheaters. And I'm, obviously, I'm not bitter. But obviously, so Ice and Coco and Wayne's family should have been in the finals. We were gypped on Celebrity Family Feud, but now you're here. And I'm
yes!
sad. But I was so excited to meet you that day. You're just such, you're so beautiful. And you're such a positive, everything about you, you're just such a positive ray of light. You really are.
I feel like I might be too positive sometimes.
There's no such thing.
How so? How so?
Well, people kind of get aggravated. Like, I'm too, like, I have the red, you know, what are they, colored roses on all the time?
Yeah, rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, that's what I have on all the time, and people kind of get irritated by that. You know, I know we live in like a damaged world. Did you not think I know that? Okay, but I don't want to see that.
Well, that's
a good attitude to have, though. I try to have that. You know, if you can turn on the news, you can see what bad's going on with the world. And yeah, I know what's going on, but I choose to not really live in it.
Right.
Well, I saw a video of that you posted because you were right in the middle of Sandy, Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah. Right in the action of it.
So tell us about that.
Well, what happened is, well, let me go a little far back. I wanted to be a meteorologist when I was a little girl.
Wow.
Yes. And that's,
really?
Yeah, you know how you ask a little girl, oh, they want to be a ballerina?
Sure.
I wanted to be a meteorologist.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
You should do this in Las Vegas during your run here. You should do a guest at one of the affiliates.
Well, this is funny. This is kind of like how the story evolves. So then I'm really into the weather. I watch the Weather Channel like crazy. You'll see me watching it 6 hours in a row. I just am interested. Just weather interests me. It's very fascinating. You know, clouds and sun is very boring. I want clouds. I want
you're in the wrong city because we pretty much get sun all the time.
We have two weather patterns. One is really, really hot, and then okay.
Okay.
Those are the two forecasts.
I know I'm in the wrong area for that.
We do get wind and rain once in a while. The wind here is intense.
Okay, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's like excited about that. Okay.
Anywhere between 20 and 50 mile an hour gusts when it gets really bad. So, yeah.
Ooh.
Look forward to that.
Ooh.
Early spring.
Yes. Yeah. Monsoon.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Okay. So back to you want to be a meteorologist.
So meteorologist. So then some people kind of know this. And as part of ISO's Coco, I did something for the Weather Channel. Well, not the Weather Channel, but the weather in New York, one of the stations out there. And I did a really good job. But I was actually offered, Weather Channel offered me a little segment.
Oh, it turned into an opportunity.
Wow. Yes.
I mean, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, honestly. I didn't go to school for it. I don't really know the terminology, you know, but I'm very interested in it. I just watch it on TV.
Sure.
It's something that it's one of my hobbies. Yeah. So I just kind of just turned into a Coco kind of, you know, I did a hair forecast for the girls, hair forecast.
I love it.
You know, little like.
That's
very important.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and we had fun with it. But yeah, something came out of that. So I really got into it after that.
Yeah.
So Hurricane Sandy was coming in. And
you guys live in New Jersey.
Yes. But this is when Hurricane Sandy was so off, like it was hitting Jamaica at that time. It was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the one person that was really like excited about it. I was like, it's coming up here. You guys have to prepare. And everybody was blowing it off. Like,
yeah, they're saying never going to come up that far. Yeah.
But I was the one that was backing up Sandy. You know, I was getting really excited about it. And so I'm like, it's still, you know, we got a week away. The system's coming through. And there's another system that's they're going to hit each other at the same time, which is the perfect storm. And I'm like getting, you know, razzled about this. So here's Ice. Here's my husband. He's like listening to me, rolling his eyes, everything that I do. He's like, whatever, Coco. He's playing Xbox. He's like, okay, whatever. All right, do your thing, girl. Mm-hmm, do your. So whatever. I'm not getting support there. But so finally, when it's an hour from, so it's headed to New York. They're evacuating.
Yeah.
You know, It's right off the shore. The thing is, I wanted people from back west to see what was really going on over here. So I decided to take it in my own hands and talk about it on Twitter and kind of like do little reports and show pictures of what it's doing to our area. So I was like this little
But
mini...
you were standing out there. I mean, the rain was smacking. I mean, you were soaking wet.
Like getting, Anderson Cooper Katrina thing.
I was trying to, show and I unzipped my top so you could see it flapping and see how it was going crazy. If it, my top was zipped up, you wouldn't see that. Mm. So I was like trying to like get all into it, and I was just doing something funny. Honestly, I didn't think it was going to even get anywhere. I didn't even think anybody was going to see it. Honestly, yeah. So I just posted on Twitter. I posted on YouTube, and not like 10 seconds later, I posted it, and my lights go down. So I posted perfect time, and uploaded, and everything shut down. My lights went out and everything.
Right at that moment.
Wow. And then 2 days later, people are like, you know that video you did? It's like went viral and it's 2 million hits. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
It was everywhere. I saw it.
How is that possible? I didn't see, but I didn't have power for 8 days. I was powerless. No heat in my water, no internet. Even the cell phones were down. I was completely in the dark. Wow. So I didn't know even it made it viral. You know, I didn't even know it even made it on the net because the YouTube upload shut down at that moment.
You're operating completely in a vacuum.
Yeah. You'd have no idea. I got into it and everybody thought I should still do it from then on. And
well, maybe Bo Peep will become a meteorologist.
Yes.
So now, so I know the Cats actually visited you. Got to meet you in New York. So how are things been going in your preparation?
Oh, my God. It's a lot of work. Some girls I've done in the past have gotten 2 months to rehearse. I've gotten 2 weeks. So it's a lot of information. And not only they're showing me what they're already doing in the show, but they're adding to it.
Right. They've got a new scene specified for you that is going to replace the spider scene.
Right. It's called Burlesque.
Burlesque. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It closed Broadway Bears this year at Planet Hollywood's last scene in that show.
Right, right.
And you're in it.
I'm in it. And as we're rehearsing, we're adding more and more. So it never stops. We completely twist it around.
When I was watching you back there with Jerry Mitchell working in
who we love, we've had a
good friend
him.
Of ours.
Love Jerry.
Jerry's awesome. And so is Paula Castleton's working
love
with
Paula.
And Nick Cankolo, I knew when he was working with Holly before. Mm-hmm. All these people have had a strong connection to the show in Las Vegas. I was watching you and I was watching through the monitors that the TV show was recording.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask you this at the time, but I'll ask you that now. Is it harder for you to mentally remember where you're supposed to be in the new scenes and what you're supposed to do, or physically to execute it? Because it looked like you were moving real well, but the hard part was actually just remembering where you're supposed to be and almost thinking through it.
Right. Well, that was really hard because when you saw me, it was in a dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you don't do the show in a dance studio. You do it on stage.
Yeah.
And the Peep Show Theater has 3 stages.
Right.
So there's a lot of markings. And, I was doing fine with the dancing part of it, but that was a whole nother mode. You're doing it so many times. Your body is aching. It's sore. It hurts. It's like to the point where you can't even move your body at all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, but then the markings, oh my God. I come to Vegas a couple of days ago and we finally get to go on stage and it's so much bigger than I thought it was going to be. The stage itself.
Yeah, it's very big.
And then you're sharing with 18 other people on stage and they have markings. So you can't bump into them. If you bump into them, then you look like not professional, you know? So you have to not bump into them, but look kind of sexy doing it.
If you do bump into somebody, just point at that person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, it's hard. It's like yesterday, it was my hardest day, I think, because like I said, I started the rehearsals out here 2 days ago and we did the descend, which I descend from the top of the ceiling, you know, when I first come on stage.
In a silk.
Mm-hmm. In a silk, and you're holding yourself up. And I'm afraid of heights.
Oh.
And you're head first.
Yeah.
Coming down. And I'm like, oh my God. Even my hands right now are sweating thinking about it. it was the worst thing. And then on top of learning the silk was just learning with the other dancers. And I'm doing the countdown because Monday is the show. And today is our time off, and I'm thinking I need to rehearse today. I want to rehearse every second I possibly can get, you know?
Exactly.
I just want to be the best.
Now you have a dance background, correct?
I do.
So, I mean, as opposed to, so I imagine it's changed a bit because Holly, who was very, you know, admittedly that she had never had any dance background at all. And so it was like starting from scratch as far as doing it. So have they added a lot more dance components because it's part of your wheelhouse?
Yeah, well, as Little Bo Peep, you're unconfident in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know yourself as a woman. So I'm very shy.
Which has to be difficult for you.
Yes.
That is the part of the show that people ask about the most is if you're going to be able to be shy at the beginning because of your strong personality.
That is
the one thing people wonder.
That's the acting part.
That's why they
have to do a lot of
acting.
We'll see. I haven't fully done. I mean, when I put the rehearsals and then the dress rehearsals together, and then that's when you put your acting cap on.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just learning the steps.
It's a staging.
Right. Yeah. And then I'll just become Little Bo Peep. It's funny. I have a new nickname, Coco Bo Peep. Coco Bo Peep.
That'll stick.
That's the new nickname.
We're keeping that.
Yeah. No, I went to Ka the other day, and I saw Ka. This was like my third time seeing Ka. I love that. And Ice and I, we went to go see it. And I walked in, and they rolled out the red carpet for me. It was the nicest thing. They were so nice over there.
It's a beautiful show.
And I go, oh, you guys are so nice over here, and I don't know if I deserve this. They're like, well, it's not every day Coco Bo Peep comes into the house.
Oh,
bang.
So
I
cute.
I thought that was so cute.
So sweet.
So Ice has been calling me Coco Bo Peep around the
house. So now is he here as well?
He was. He had to leave. He has to start back on Law and Order.
Are the cameras following you throughout the opening of Peep Show or for the show?
Ice Loves Coco has been following me the whole week.
The last two shows that will air this season will be about you and coming into the show,
to Vegas.
Right? Now, I've understood that you're here for 3 months committed. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if you take off and have all sorts of success and you love it and everything works out and they want you to stay? I know that they've offered you more already, more time, and you want to stay.
Right.
And how does Ice figure into this? Because that's the one question I have. Is he going to be okay if you come to him and say, my dreams are coming true in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm a star on the strip, and I want to stay here for a year. And how's that going to play?
He's like the most supportive husband ever. Or not even husband, person. You know, take that out of the question. Mm-hmm. He really is supportive. And he has dreams too. And if something comes to play, I'll let him do his thing. We're like a strange couple in the fact that we're married, but we love each other. And if something happens that we can't be around each other, we'll let that happen, you know, naturally.
Yeah, you're not insecure about the relationship at all.
We're not. But we're definitely going to make it happen as far as like being married. I mean, we'll just have to find the time to, you know, go and see each other. And it's like, for me, if you guys know my past, what I was doing as a model, I was a model from like 18 to like 26. And then, you know, when I got with Ice, I stopped my whole career for him. Mm-hmm. I stopped everything that I was doing for him. And it's something I wanted to do.
Sure.
And I wanted to become the businesswoman when I met him. You know, so I put all the stuff that I worked for aside. And you know, for years that I was with him, and I was like, you know what? I'm almost 30 years old and I don't have a child. I got to be something. If I don't have a child, because if you're a mother, that's something.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't have a child. I didn't have anything that I was proud of. And I was like, okay, I'm almost 30 years old. I got to do something with myself. And that's when I told him I want to get back to what I was doing. And he was completely supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people don't know that I manage him too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So as I'm doing
business manage.
Yes, I do.
Well, that kind of shows out in the show a little bit.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't know that because it's kind of a personal thing that I do for him. And because I'm with him all the time and I know his life and I know his scheduling. And I'm still continue to do that as I'm here, too.
So, even with throughout rehearsals and everything
throughout
else going on with the show?
It's been really hard.
So you be here for, given all of what you've described, for the foreseable future beyond just the 3 months?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to make my mind up in January. I'm going to give it a little time and see if I want to go a little bit longer. We've even talked about maybe coming back, giving a little time off to spend with my husband and then coming back.
Right. I have to ask you, I've spent a lot of time with Holly Madison since I saw you.
Okay.
And I was starting to work on a big story that by the time this airs, it will be a cover story in Las Vegas Weekly. And I've known her over the years. And I asked her about the whole shift in Peep Show and her leaving and you coming in.
Right.
And she, one thing I did ask her, she was planning on attending the opening for you. And she said she was not because she thought she was going to be out of town. Then I asked her if she was going to attend a show with you as a star at all. And she did not have any plans to do that. And she also said that she felt that what she's seen in the marketing and the whole decision behind bringing you in did not scream new headliner. She felt that this is sort of a pattern that, you know, they took someone who's
famous
and has a reality show, has a Playboy background into Peep Show.
Right.
What do you say to that? Because I've kind of vacillate between understanding what she's saying and kind of not agreeing with it, given your dance background especially.
Right.
What do you think about that and having to, you know, work through someone who's a very powerful personality in Las Vegas for 3.5 years and replacing her?
Right. Well, I could see the reality show was a big part in it, but the thing is, like, I wasn't shooting the reality show when they called me up. That wasn't even a part of it. When they called me up, they wanted me. They didn't want the reality show.
Do you think you would have gotten the role if not for the reality show?
I made it a part of the reality show.
Yeah, you produce your show.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, I wasn't filming at the time. I was going to stop way before I started Peep Show with my reality show.
Right.
So we started filming Iceless Coco for the third season in August, and I was going to complete in October. So the Peep Show was not even going to be in the episodes at all. But as we got closer, I wanted to be a part of Peep Show.
Absolutely.
So I made it a part of that. But when we were doing the negotiations, that didn't even come up. It was more like they were really into me. They knew about my dance background. And they know that I'm a really confident person on the net. And that, you know, if you follow me on the net, it's women empowerment. And that's what Little Bo Peep brings.
Yeah.
To the stage.
By the end of the process.
Right. And they kind of wanted me to be that character. So they had told me, which they probably didn't tell Holly, that they had me in mind for a long time.
And she has said that she was not part of any, wasn't consulted. Replacement, put it that way.
Yeah, they've been thinking about me for a while. So when the opportunity came up and she was pregnant, they called me.
Yeah.
So, right.
So you look at, you look at it like this is a brand new Bo Peep. It's not, it's a brand new character in some ways because of what you're bringing to it.
Right. It's a brand. Well, the thing is, I feel like I stand for a lot of women. A lot of women are like in the Midwest, let's say. They watch me on the show. They live through me. They feel like I could be Coco one day, you know? I could be that little girl next door, you know? Be that girl, go to New York, seeing the bright lights and, you know, living that glam life. And I believe everyone can, if that's what you want.
When you were when you were younger and in dance class, this is something that you talked about with your with your fellow students and people you're training with, right?
That's so crazy because I think about this all the time, that when you as a dancer are in class every single day, training really hard. All your classmates are talking, I want to be in Vegas someday. That's what you're talking about. I would love to be to Vegas. That's what you're really training for, is to go to Vegas someday. And me being myself as a little girl, I'm thinking, oh, I'm never going to go to Vegas. First of all, I'm not tall enough. I don't have the right body. And I'll just never. That's not something I would love to have gone, but
yeah.
I mean, it was never going to happen. And then when I got the show in Vegas, that's the first people I thought about were the kids in my dance.
Yeah,
because that's all we talked about, and it's really cool. I wish I could go back and tell, guys!
And I will say that not having the typical body, though, has served you well in the fact that they said you had, one of the magazines said that you had you are the most beautiful body in the world or something like that.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
And you are stunning, and we're just so happy to have you here in Vegas.
Absolutely.
You really are. I'm so excited to see the show.
Pleasure meeting you, and we were looking forward to having you in town, and you should go see Jubilee. You should do a tour of Jubilee.
Oh, I want to.
Yeah, that's
show
my you're show. Talking about, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Nicole Coco Austin, the new star of Peep Show at Planet Hollywood, and we'll do this again before you leave.
Yes! Definitely. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.